B'siyata Dishmaya, we understand that our life's mission is to develop our emunah. The reason behind every mitzvah is ultimately to develop our emunah. We understand that there is a very big gap between learning the concepts of emunah and really and truly applying them and living with sincere emunah and bitachon. How does one make the maximum effort to internalizing emunah, thus fulfilling one's only purpose of being alive? Number one, we mentioned constant awareness, constant study, constant inspiration from the very, very many speakers, writers, all the platforms that we have in today's day and age. Bezrat Hashem, we are going to discuss now the second very, very powerful, one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful weapon that we have in order to fulfill our life's mission to develop our emunah. If one believes that Hashem runs every single detail in the world, if one believes that Hashem has all the power in the world, if one believes that Hashem is personally involved in our lives, he knows exactly what's going on, and he hears everything we say, an obvious go-to, a basic of simple belief, emunah, is talking to him. Talking to Hashem is one of the strongest, most powerful weapons that we have. Again, everything can be based on one's own opinion and perspective. So one always needs to look into the Torah for Hashem's perspective. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will discuss many, many examples where we find the Torah, Hashem's opinion, instructing us and guiding us to talk to Hashem. Simply speaking, if we believe he exists, if we believe he hears us, if we believe he's able to help us and cares about whatever we may be going through, we certainly will talk to him. So if we want to internalize our emunah, the reason that we were created, no other reason, it's not going to be easy. Remember, we're here to earn Olam Haba, to ultimately experience Hashem's goodness there. If earning it is going to be meaningful, if the result of earning it is going to be meaningful, it's going to be challenging. So growing in our emunah is not necessarily going to be easy. But here is perhaps the most powerful tool in this area, and in fact, in any area of whatever we may be going through, talking to Hashem. Before we talk further, let us begin just with a few brief Torah sources about talking to Hashem. Now, again, Hashem's perspective is expressed in the Torah all the way through rabbinic literature, which ultimately stems from Moshe Rabbeinu, which ultimately stems from Hashem himself. Torah literature is replete with passages about talking to Hashem and its potency. Let us begin just with a few brief sources to Be'ezrat Hashem inspire us and create the initial platform for us to build on to make efforts in talking to Hashem. The Mesilas Yesharim, classic Sefer, in chapter 15 says, Ve'yakar min hakol hu ha'hisboidedus. Very often, talking to Hashem is referred to as hisboidedus. Hisboidedus, says the Mesilas Yesharim, talking to Hashem is greater than anything else. The Sefer Charedim writes, 7 times stronger in potency than Torah learning is hisboidedus, talking to Hashem. Now let us just digest that. The famous Mishnah in Peah, which we read every morning at the beginning of Shachris, says, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. The mitzvah of learning Torah is so great that it is equal to all of the mitzvahs put together. One mitzvah, one act of charity, one act of kindness, all the many, many mitzvahs that we do. Learning Torah is so powerful that it is equal to all of them put together. Yet, 7 times stronger than that is the effect on our soul, on our neshama, when we talk to Hashem. The Chofetz Chaim writes that the reason the people of his time were having tremendous challenges befalling them, evil decrees, is because people daven the 3 prescribed tefillos, but because it's the same words we repeat every single day, our natural tendency is to not take the words so seriously. We don't truly mean what we're saying. And therefore, says the Chofetz Chaim, multiple times a day, throughout the day, a person should talk to Hashem in their own words. The Torah is replete. We will, Bezrat Hashem, go through more sources and more inspiration. But for now, just to realize, these are just but 3 examples of many, many, many Torah sources explaining the greatness of what it means to talk to Hashem.